Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Football Betting Podcast with me, Tom Pipkin, and my co-host, Tom Walker. We're 2 weeks out from the end of the Premier League season. It's a shorter show today. We've just got a full slate of Premier League action to sink our teeth into. The playoffs are well underway across the Championship, League One and League Two. So, lots of Prem action as we really enter the business end of the season with things still to be decided at the top and at the bottom. How are you doing, Tom Walker?
Doing well, mate. I think we will... Normally, when we go through the top four leagues, right, we pick out three or four, five or six games from each league, and then we miss the ones that we're not as interested in. For those Premier League fans, we're actually going to at least touch on and mention every single Premier League game this weekend all the way up until Monday Night Football.
Yep, we are. So plenty of tips we'll read out on the show this week. We are sponsored as ever by Quiff. So big shout out to Quiff. Quiff.com is where you can access their website. Quiff is the only place where your bets can be supercharged. So once again, that means if you put any bet in your bet slip, whether it's a single, whether it's an accumulator, and you put a bet on that, any price, any stake, it has the chance to be boosted. So if your accumulator odds are 5.0, that could be massively boosted to 10.0, 5.5, 7.5, completely random, such is the fun of betting with Quiff. And what I do like, and I tried this the other week with horse racing, because it was a Punchestown horse racing festival. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd have a little dabble on the horses with Quiff. If you put on things like a Lucky 15 or, Canadians, anything like that, they all get quiffed. You can get multiple quiffs within one bet. I've got about 8 quiffs on my Lucky 15.
Love that for you.
Yeah, happy days. So check out Quiff at quiff.com and you can take advantage of a bet £10, get £30 surprise bet sign-up offer with the link in the podcast show notes. Tom, let's go straight into the Premier League then with the lunchtime kickoff on Saturday. It's Fulham at home to Man City. Man City will go top of the league if they win this game. 1.2 is a price for them to do so. Obviously very short, as you'd expect for Man City. Head-to-head against Fulham, they have won 15 consecutive games. No losses in 20. So it would be a big coupon buster if they were not to win this game.
Agreed. My tip is Man City to win and the game to have over 3.5 goals. It's priced at 2.2. I think this could be a little bit of a battering. I think the whole Fulham, you don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're bad. I think that has disappeared a bit, and I think now they're just not great. And Man City are in the groove. So Man City and over 3.5 is my tip for this game at 2.2.
Yeah, I just want to check out Man City to score over 3.5 goals at 2.7. So a similar vein to what you're thinking here. They have scored the grand total of 24 goals in their last 6 Premier League games. So they are averaging, that's 4 a game. We saw that last weekend. They scored 5 against Wolves, 4 against Brighton, 5 against Luton, 4 against Palace and 4 against Villa. And then just the 2 against Forest because, up with the mighty 5 at the back, Reds there. So Man City, again, like you say, run riot a bit, I think. Harden now back amongst the goals as well. So, yeah, could be an entertaining game at lunchtime at Craven Cottage. We'll go into Wolves against Palace next then. I know you like Palace here. We spoke about them before we came on air. 2.25 is a price for a Crystal Palace side who are on the back of a 4-0 win against Manchester United. Certainly wouldn't surprise if they got a win here at a shade above evens.
Yeah, there's always, it's two examples really, isn't there? Every season you can, when you're in mid-table, you're safe. Let's look at Fulham are falling away, etc. Nothing to play for, job done, right? They stayed up again. They've made progress, a good season from them. And then Crystal Palace, obviously, with Glasner in charge, they're using it as basically pre-season for next season. And there's always a team that plays free-flowing football and bangs in the goals without any pressure on them. And this year it's Palace. And, you know, with Eze and Elise having so many injury issues this season, to see those two playing together, and for my mind, you know, they could be at least squad players on any team in the Premier League, the pair of them. They're difference makers. And Wolves, they're getting some players back, but, you know, Pedro Neto is one of those kind of caliber of player that can play for any team in the league, in my opinion. You know, he's still missing, and they're still not quite there, are they? So, yeah, Palace for me, the kind of flavour of the week. And, yeah, it's a really nice, tasty away price.
Yep, certainly is. We'll move into West Ham against Luton then. The standout here has got to be the both teams to score, because this is kind of crap meets crapper at the moment, isn't it? You've got West Ham, who haven't kept a clean sheet in 10 consecutive games. They've got one win in their last 10 across all competitions. Luton, no clean sheet in 16 consecutive games. And I believe they've got one win in their last 16 games across all competitions, I believe it is. So two teams really struggling at the moment for form, for wins, for clean sheets. As Forest fans, we certainly hope Luton won't win this game. The added incentive for West Ham to go out and score and beat Luton here is because it's going to be David Moyes' last home game. So you'd like to think they'd want to give him a good send-off, you know. For
I think you're clutching at straws here.
I know a lot of fans are quite happy to see the back of him and that he's going to be going. But, you know, they've had some good times. They won the European trophy last season. You know, he's done a fair old decent job as Moyes at West Ham. So hopefully they'll want to give him a good send-off. And the players will be up for it, hopefully, you know, if they value him at all. So for me, both teams score is the obvious pick at 1.42. I'm really hoping Luton don't go and win it. But if you think Luton will go and get something from a poor West Ham side, you've got to be going for Luton to win and both teams to score for me, not just Luton on the nose. And that's 5.0. But yeah, hopefully they don't.
Do you know, I was doing my research for this. Obviously, they played each other in September. Right, in the Premier League. I was trying to look at some historicals. Do you know the last time they played each other in the Premier League was 1993? Oh, sorry, in any league action, any division.
Really?
1993, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? They just have been missing each other for, what, 30 years? 31 yeah. years? I just found that interesting. Yeah. It doesn't really give any betting tips or anything, but I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, no, it certainly is interesting. Let's move into Tottenham against Burnley then. Anything you want to talk about in this particular game?
Both teams to score, for sure. 1.44 is the price. Tottenham and both teams to score, 2.1. I think Tottenham have been pretty horrendous recently, but I think the way this game is going to go is going to play into their hands perfectly. I think this might be a game where possession might be 50-50. Burnley, they've got no choice really, do they? They have to go for this win. They have to get they have to get 3 points here. They're currently 5 points adrift of Forest with two games to go. So obviously they need some stuff to go their way, and they need to go out and win. And for me, I think they'll attack, they'll leave spaces. And then even though Tottenham have been pretty horrendous recently, Brennan Johnson, Son Heung-min, all these guys on the break at home on a big pitch like Tottenham's, I think they should get the job done, even though they've been pretty horrendous.
Yep. Spurs at home in the league, 8 wins in their last 10 matches. Every single one of those 8 wins has been both teams scoring as well. So I really like the tip for Tottenham to win and both teams to score. The two they have lost in that run, they lost against Wolves 2-1 and Arsenal 3-2 in their last home game. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Spurs generally pretty reliable with that home win and both teams to score, aren't they, over the course of the season. So I can certainly see that one coming in. Bournemouth-Brentford is a game I've not got too much interest in personally from a betting perspective of you.
Oh, I am. I've got loads.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got a heavy, heavy home win that I'm looking at. So, okay. Yeah.
A heavy home win, as in you think they'll do them over? Or you're heavily into it?
I think it would just be comfortable. I mean, what I mean by that is like I'm very hot on it.
Right.
So Bournemouth haven't lost in their last six home matches. What I'm more interested in is Brentford have won two games in their last 13. They were against Sheffield United and Luton. Basically, anybody who's remotely decent has been beating Brentford. In that 13 games, they did lose to Burnley as well. I know they're coming off that 5-1 a couple of match days ago, and maybe that's in everyone's kind of consciousness when talking about Brentford, but they've been really bad. I know they performed well against Man U when they drew 1-1, but overall, they've been pretty dour. And Bournemouth, maybe not as much as Crystal Palace, Bournemouth have been good, like, this last run. You know, I know they lost to Arsenal 3-0. Arsenal going for the title and by far and away the better team. No disgrace there, but beat Brighton, beat Wolves, you know, played decently against Villa, drew against United. I'm pretty smitten with Bournemouth this weekend, and they're priced at 1.95. I'm genuinely quite excited about getting a pretty comfortable home win.
Okay. It wouldn't surprise me at all if it happened. Speaking of comfortable home wins, then let's talk about Newcastle against Brighton. I think Newcastle at 1.55 will fairly routinely get the job done here. At home at St. James's Park, they have largely been pretty good. They've scored plenty of goals. They've won four of the last five home games in the league with wins against Wolves, West Ham, Spurs and Sheffield United. They've scored at least three goals in each one of those victories. Brighton are just so bad on the road, aren't they? Just looking at their away form in the Premier League, they've won one in their last 12 away games. And that one win came against Sheffield United. And, you know, everybody's been beating Sheffield United away from home, haven't they? Even Forest won there last weekend. And that's, I guess, goes to show how bad they are. Forest are winning away at you. So, for me, Brighton struggled on the road all season long. So, yeah, I can't see anything other than a Newcastle win here with the amount of goals they score at home.
Confirmed.
Everton, Sheffield United, then another home victory at a short price. Are we looking at here?
I think so. I did flirt with the fact that Sheffield United might score, and then I talked myself out of it when I remembered that Everton had been pretty tight to be at home in the last couple. So after all that and all the deliberation, I decided to leave it alone.
Look, it's 1.35. Apart from Man City, they're the shortest team this weekend in the league. And then finally, then on Saturday, the big one from our point of view, Forest at home to Chelsea. Forest are 3.1, Chelsea are 1.85, and the draw is 3.5. Now, I'm kind of reluctant and on the fence about what to go for personally from a betting perspective here, because depending on what happens in the Luton game and the Burnley game prior to this, it could be an extremely nervy game, or it could be a bit more of a party atmosphere, because if they both lose, Forest are practically safe. So, I don't know. I'm struggling here.
Same here, mate. I think you've got to wait. You've got to wait to put your bets on. Forest needs something, like you said, or if Forest are in kind of celebratory mood, you know, I'd be looking towards Chelsea. to be honest with you. I think they've been, you know, on the roads, they haven't been great recently, but overall at Stamford Bridge, they've been pretty electric recently. I don't think we can kind of take that away from them. Just got to sit and wait. But I think it's going to have something riding on it, isn't it? Whether it's for Forest or Chelsea. So definitely one of intrigue.
Yeah. Sunday then, Manchester United against Arsenal. Man U priced at 5.5, Arsenal 1.35. And it's just a barometer of the disparity between the two teams at the moment, isn't it? That the fact that Arsenal go away to Old Trafford and they're priced as short as 1.35 for the victory. you're looking at the fixture list, obviously two games left for Arsenal. This is what looks like the only potential banana skin. Can Man United dent Arsenal's title hopes? I just don't think they can. Man U are really struggling with injuries, aren't they? We saw how depleted they were against Crystal Palace last weekend when they lost 4-0. Unless they get a whole host of players back, I just think it's going to be the same story again against Arsenal, personally.
Yeah, agreed. Arsenal to win comfortably, I think. I don't think they'll bat an eyelid against United. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to throw out there Arsenal to win and both teams to score which is 3.0. I know United are chaos and they're capable of scoring a goal, but I think Arsenal, for me, are, and statistically, they're the best defence in the league this season. I'll back Arsenal and Arsenal to win and both teams to score no this weekend.
It's a lovely little way to boost the Arsenal win price, isn't it? 3.0 up from 1.35.
Yes.
Wow. That's delightful.
It is.
Monday night then, we've got Villa at home to Liverpool to wrap us up. Villa price at 3.6. The draw's 3.8 and Liverpool are 1.62. Again here, I know Villa have just been knocked out of the Europa League. Or Europa Conference League, whichever one they're in. 3.6, though, for Villa at home when they're chasing this Champions League spot. It's a big price.
It's a big price. Liverpool haven't been great recently. But, you know, their starting 11 is pretty much back to almost full strength against Tottenham. It was Alisson, Alexander-Arnold, Kwanzaa, who was obviously... a young lad, Van Dijk, Robertson, Elliot, Endo, McAllister, Salah, Gakpo and Diaz. And then on the bench, Curtis Jones, Ryan Gravenberch, Joe Gomez, Konate, Szoboszlai, Nunez. Like, they're back. They're back now. And I think it's kind of crazy to think that, you know, the Jurgen Klopp farewell tour is basically just fizzling out into absolutely nothing. I think they'll get a win and then that will bounce them into their final game of the season, won't it? The final game of the season, which is against Wolves at home, which I'm sure they'll win an absolute canter. Sorry for the trip up there. I was looking at Liverpool-Arsenal as this next game after the Wolves game. And I was thinking, what the heck? But pre-season friendlies are in the fixture list already. 31st of July, Liverpool-Arsenal in some kind of friendly, and it proper threw me for a loop, that did.
Where's that going to be? America? Australia? China?
Somewhere. It's in the United States of America, Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Sounds like a can't miss event.
Right. That then is the Premier League all wrapped up for this weekend. Just one more week to go after this one. So we're going to go into a Premier League only bomb-proof treble for this weekend. And then we'll wrap up.
Yeah, so we'll have a look at the treble from last week, which was just kind of all over the place, to be honest. We had Leeds to beat Southampton. They lost 2-1. We had Leicester to beat Blackburn. Blackburn won 2-0 to secure their own safety. Crazy that, I think, was it the bottom four in the champ or won on the last day?
I think the bottom seven.
Bottom seven.
Apart from Huddersfield, they all won.
Madness.
That'd have been a right macker, that would.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Jeez.
And then we had Burnley and Newcastle both teams to score. Newcastle won 5-1. So that leg came in, but wasn't enough.
No. For this week's one, we are going to go for Crystal Palace to beat Wolves, West Ham and Luton to be both teams to score, and Tottenham and Burnley to be a Tottenham victory with both teams to score. So that's Palace to beat Wolves, West Ham, Luton, both teams to score, and Tottenham, Burnley, also both teams to score, but with Spurs to also get the victory. That price is 6.07, so £10 example stake, returns £60.70.
I think it's only fair on a Premier League heavy pod, Tom, that we end with fancy footballs wrapping up, obviously, next week, basically. Mm. So we'll have a look at the top 10 in reverse order. We got Phil Baisley, Mark Johnson, David Nags, Jason Courtney, Daniel James, Callum Lang, Kieran Gentry, James Ingham, Rob McTaggart, and top of league, Ross McWalkerdale with Hall of Fame. He is 30 points clear at the moment, so all to play for. I have genuinely, I know it's my fault, I honestly haven't done my team probably since January, I'd say. So I'm hanging around in 305th, and I couldn't give a monkey's, to be honest with you.
For context, there are 335 people in the league, everybody. So
Julian Alvarez is my captain, apparently.
I've been irregularly doing my team. If I remember, I'll do it. If I don't remember, then I'm not bothered. I'm in 253rd, so I'm not exactly much
better. I was going to say, that's bloody even worse.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. Whatever.
Well, you can't say that now. Now you flex that you do your team and I don't. And
no, then I don't always do it. I do it occasionally, if I remember.
I think that's worse than mine. Maybe we'll do a Twitter poll and figure out who's doing the worst job.
Anyway, we hope you have enjoyed the show, guys. If you have enjoyed it, we'd really appreciate a rating or review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Go well this weekend. We hope you win some money in this second to last weekend in the Premier League. Fingers crossed for that bumper of treble to come in. And we'll see you again same time next week.